What is your take then on the pandemic, though, Charlie? Does it look like it's winding down to you? And what does that mean for our economy and society?
Well, to some extent, it's terra incognita. Nobody, the 1919 flu, which killed half of 1% of all the people in America, bang, and we didn't stop the economy at all. We just let them die and buried them. And we had to do that because we were still in the middle of a war and our troops were in Europe and so forth. This one was totally different. And nobody had any experience with anything on this scale before. And nobody could remember, nobody alive can remember what happened in 1919. So we've been doing the best we can with it. I have been appalled by the fear of vaccination in a big chunk of the policy of the nation. Speaking for myself, I couldn't wait to be vaccinated. And I think the risks of being vaccinated are way less than the risk of not being vaccinated. So it's really massively stupid not to welcome vaccination. And we probably have 30% of the people in the country that think vaccination is evil and coming after them like the hobgoblins. And it's not good that there's that much ignorance left.
Should we have mandatory vaccines then, Charlie?
Well, if I were running the world, of course it would be mandatory. When I was in World War II's army, they didn't ask me if I wanted a vaccination. They just vaccinated me. It didn't hurt me or anybody else in that world. We all just submitted to whatever the government told us to submit to. And it was no big deal. And so I don't like big chunks of the country going crazy. And I would argue that the anti-vaxxers are somewhat crazy. It isn't that there's zero risk in vaccination. It's just that it's so much safer to be vaccinated than not vaccinated. And it's so much more considerate to your fellow citizens. So it's a massive kind of ignorance that 30% of the people have. And of course it isn't good.